I am Sarah Gillen. I'm Vice President with the National Network of Public Health Institutes. We are based here in New Orleans and also have an office in Washington, D.C., and I'm very excited to share with you some experiences from our network and engaging public health institutes to collaborate with one another and collaborate with community in helping to work towards achieving health equity. It's great to share this panel with Steve and with Ethan and with Jerry. Our network has been strong supporters of the Community Toolbox for many years, and when I first worked with NNPHI when I was in graduate school, the Community Toolbox was an important resource to me at that time, so appreciate this time with you all. So what I hope to do in the time that I'll share today, or the comments that I'll share today, is provide a brief overview of public health institutes and the distributed capacity network that we are engaged in with NNPHI. I'll share a brief overview of the Thrive tool, that's the tool for health and resilience in vulnerable environments, and I'll share about a partnership that we have with Prevention Institute in California, as well as with the Office of Minority Health. And then I'll share a few examples of lessons learned and ways that the institutes have used Thrive in engaging community. And I'll be very excited to pass the torch on to Jamie, who's going to share some of the very practical experiences that the Louisiana Public Health Institute has had in using Thrive here in Louisiana. So, and a little bit about NNPHI. We, as I said, are an active network of public health institutes. We were founded in 2001. With a vision of bringing together institutes that are working across the country and finding ways to learn from one another and finding ways to collaborate with one another. We have 43 members actually in 31 states, and I'll share a map of the country and where our institutes are located. Even though we're not located in all states throughout the nation, we really see the reach of the institutes and of the network as being able to touch and collaborate in all 50 states across the country. And as I shared, we have two offices here in New Orleans, one in D.C., but really feel like we have a lot of virtual offices and colleagues across the country that we get to work with. So a few comments on kind of what is a public health institute. Our members are nonprofit organizations, mostly standalone organizations. Some are housed within universities and other nonprofit organizations, and they share a broad vision and perspective on improving population health. And they do this in collaboration with governmental partners, both governmental public health agencies, but other governmental agencies that impact health as well as a broad range of other community partners. They work to help support the development of organizational capacity. They convene partners across sectors. They are known for leveraging resources in a very nimble, quick fashion. They provide reliable health information, support health systems change, and are involved in bringing health information and perspectives in informing policy change, as well as bringing information to help inform collaborative decision making. So our capacities of the public health institutes really flow from those attributes and the approach of the institutes. Provide a population-based health program delivery is one of the services that they provide. Provide services in health policy, as I've shared already, in training and technical assistance, as well as capacity building. The institutes are very involved in research and evaluation, as well as health informatics and helping to gather data and present data in a way with partners that can inform decision-making, also that can inform health communications and social marketing. The institutes are oftentimes a fiscal intermediary or an administrative support for partners that they work with as well, and support collaborative leadership and engaging partners. So who are these institutes? You may recognize some of the logos up here. This is just a snapshot of some of our members throughout the country. And here's the map that I mentioned earlier. The institutes within the NNPHI network are highlighted in blue. We have a couple of purple states that are highlighted where we have emerging organizations that we're working with or institutes that are aligning with the network's mission. We still have a lot of ground to kind of reach out to in some of the gray states, and so if you happen to be in one of the states that are gray on this map, I hope you'll reach out and we could start a conversation and explore the potential for an institute where you are. Now I'd like to kind of move into the second part of the presentation. The context of that, as the NNPHI network, share a little bit about this partnership that we've had with the Office of Minority Health and Prevention Institute over the last 4 years. So my next few slides are going to be just a little bit of context on the Thrive program. Thrive, as I said before, is the tool for health and resilience in vulnerable environments. And the tool was initially developed by Prevention Institute in collaboration with the Office of Minority Health between 2002 and 2004. And at that time, Prevention Institute convened an advisory board to kind of look at the social determinants of health and identify kind of how could we help support a process that would engage community in exploring opportunities for improvement. And so the tool was developed in 2002 in that period of time and tested in three communities. In 2010, Prevention Institute reached out to us with the knowledge that the Office of Minority Health would be opening up an opportunity to collaborate in a cooperative agreement and explored the potential for engaging the network of public health institutes in helping to disseminate and use Thrive across the country. And we were very excited about that opportunity, thought it could be a great partnership, and submitted a proposal, and we're very fortunate to enter into the partnership together. So we are now in the fifth and final year of our cooperative agreement with the Office of Minority Health. And our accomplishments that we've been working towards these last 4 years include updating the research that informed the Thrive tool on the social determinants of health and the Thrive factors, which I'll talk about in a moment. We've also been engaging an advisory board to help guide the process at this stage. And we've also had a process of engaging 12 public health institutes that have worked towards participating in trainings on Thrive and also starting implementation processes of using Thrive in communities where they're housed. So these next few slides that I'll share are borrowed from our colleagues with Prevention Institute, and we'll share just a little bit more specifically about the Thrive tool itself. And the tool is grounded in a definition of health equity that Prevention Institute shares and has developed in collaboration with some of their work with CDC. They recently, in collaboration with CDC, developed the Practitioner's Guide for Advancing Health Equity. And the definition they use is that health equity is attainment of the highest level of health for all peoples. And achieving health equity requires valuing everyone equally with focused and ongoing societal efforts to address avoidable inequalities. So a little bit more about Thrive. It is a framework, and we've referred to it as both a process and a tool to help engage communities in addressing poor health and to help advance health equity. It's really designed to be used by community members, by coalitions, by public health practitioners, and local decision makers. The elements of community health that kind of comprise of the tool and the Prevention Institute and the folks who have participated in the advisory board process, as well as, you know, as institutes and the network have had a chance to explore together, kind of fall along the three kind of core factors related to community health. And the first that I'll talk about is place, and we've talked a lot about at this conference how place matters and in the context of healthography. There are, you know, behind these three kind of core elements for the Thrive tool, there are a number of factors. So in the place kind of element of the tool, we look at what's sold and how it's promoted, the look and feel and safety of a community, of parks and open space, kind of what access to parks and open space do communities have, how do folks get around, what is the availability of housing, the quality of air, water, and soil, and the ability of the community to help express itself through arts and cultural expression. Equitable opportunity is the second core element, and the factors within equitable opportunity include education and local wealth and living wages. The third element is focused on the people in the community and kind of what are the social networks and the trust that's available within the community and that supports the community. What is the community's participation and willingness to act for the common good? And then what are the norms and culture? And so the tool really provides an opportunity for community members and community partners to think about all these factors and identify what are the opportunities within these factors to help address and improve areas to help promote health for all. Thrive is kind of built around a five-step process, and the steps include engagement and partnering. The second step is fostering a shared understanding and commitment. The third is assessment. The fourth is planning and action, and the fifth is measuring progress. And so those first two really focus on engaging community. In the assessment phase, it's really identifying what are the conditions for health that we want to work to change. And then the last two steps, kind of really looking at what are our opportunities for moving to action. So as I shared, we have the goal of engaging 12 institutes throughout the five-year cooperative agreement. And just this year, entering into our fourth round, you see here the participants in the first three rounds of our engagement of institutes in using Thrive. And we've been really excited to learn from the institutes and their implementation and participation in this process. All the institutes who have participated have had the opportunity to go through a train-the-trainer with the Prevention Institute staff. We held one train-the-trainer here in New Orleans at our NNPHI conference, and then subsequent years we've held the training at the Prevention Institute's offices in Oakland, California. And it's a real fabulous opportunity to kind of step out of your community. The institutes bring a couple of team members and have a chance to spend a couple of days really thinking about the work that they're doing, the dynamics of their community, engage with the Prevention Institute staff and explore kind of how could they use this tool back home. It's been a great experience. We're just embarking right now on our fourth round, engaging our member in Hawaii, as well as our members in Maine and Delaware, and the training will take place in just a couple of weeks in Oakland. So I thought what I could do is just at a very high level share, you know, a little bit about how the institutes are using Thrive. And the work that we're doing, you know, the main thrust of our work is to help support the train the trainer for a few staff members from the institute. I'll share a little bit about the learning community that we support in the process. But we've really seen, you know, the engagement where they participated in this process is one that kind of helps seeds their kind of ability to engage and thrive, not just in the partnership with NNPHI and Prevention Institute, but really as a way of kind of how could you, as an institute and a partner at the community level, use Thrive to support health equity more broadly in all the work that you're doing. So a couple of kind of findings from the institute's work. They have truly worked to engage partners as, you know, once they've gone through the training in exploring how to use Thrive. Our member in California, the Public Health Institute, partnered with the United Way of Merced County and a program partner of the Institute, the Central California Regional Obesity Prevention Program. And together they identified that they really wanted to engage youth in addressing childhood obesity. And so with the youth, spent some time exploring, kind of assessing what are the factors in our environment that are keeping it hard for children to be healthy and make healthy choices. And essentially, they turned it to the children and said, what do you want to do to address some of the challenges that we see? And this is a picture where they decided to focus on, the youth decided to focus on safe routes to school. And so this is the picture that they've shared with us, that it kind of described the environment and what the youth wanted to work towards addressing. They also engage community very closely in the work. And this example here of engaging community, I apologize, the font is a little funny on this slide. Our member in New York City, Public Health Solutions, engaged a number of community partners in their implementation of Thrive and worked together to identify community-level social determinants of health in Northwest Queens. Several of the institutes, you know, after they go through the train the trainer, their next step is to go home and facilitate a training with community partners themselves. And so our colleagues in Texas at the Texas Health Institute recently conducted a training with Williamson County Health Department. And in that process, they identified four target communities that they'd like to work with to implement Thrive. And so the institute is working with the health department and the communities to identify if there's additional resources that they could gain from a local foundation to support working with those four communities. The next example, or kind of an example of a way that the institutes are supporting their use of Thrive, is one, you know, where they engage and employ evaluation efforts to support the process. And so our member in Wisconsin, the Institute for Wisconsin's Health, in this last cohort of Thrive implementation, shared with the team kind of their approach to incorporating evaluation activities from the start to finish of their work. And one of the lessons that they shared is just, you know, being very careful to keep the evaluation activity simple, to use simple tools that community members would be able to use and respond to quickly. And so they did a pre-training assessment to understand what community members that were participating in the Thrive training, kind of what was their health equity experience, and then had a chance to revisit that and see what the change was after they went through the training. So my last example that I'll share here is just kind of a little bit about the approach that we use at NNPHI in engaging the institutes in a number of areas of work, including what we've used in the Thrive Project, and that is one where we've really tried to create a learning community that helps folks share lessons learned. And so in addition to participating in the Train the Trainer, we have engaged the institutes in an active learning community where we host technical assistance kind of conference calls or webinars where the institutes have a chance to share, here's what we're doing on the ground in the community. And also the Prevention Institute has had a chance to kind of share additional findings or additional kind of ways to train on the Thrive tool with the institutes along the process. One of the things that we're working on as we try to wrap up and tell the story of the network's work with Thrive is to develop case studies and have one developed on the work in California, and we'll be developing additional case studies soon to come. And I think I'm actually finishing a little bit early. I want to thank you all. I also want to introduce my colleague, Mahalik Cabetta, who's working with us at NNPHI on the Thrive Project. And I know our colleagues from Prevention Institute are not here with us today, but if you have any questions about Thrive, we'd certainly be happy to connect you with them and with folks in our network who have engaged in the tool.